what light you have that your heart is seeing and following. They are not the same. The dead is the following. Very simple again. You cannot differentiate between right and wrong by the standards of Allah. You justify it. You accept it. You do it, or I do it, we do it, with no remorse. Pay attention to this word. The remorse word is a $1 million word. It moves your heart all the way. You didn't wake up for Fajr, I was tired. End of the story. Dead. I didn't wake up for Fajr. And I keep asking myself, when this will end? When will I change? Your heart is okay. It's sick, but not dead. I didn't wake up for Fajr, and it is the end of the world for me. And today, I am going to do way more good deeds than I did yesterday. I'm going to be begging Allah to forgive me. I'm crying. I'm feeling down. My heart is serene. Did you see the difference? So the dead heart, number one, good news for everybody. At this moment, all of us, our hearts are alive. Otherwise, you will not be here. And I'm not bragging about me or you, but it's reality. Anytime you are in a place or a state of obedience to Allah, your heart is not dead. Not dead. Opposite. Every time, every minute, may Allah forgive us all. And I don't mean anybody, but this could be any one of us. When I'm doing disobedience to Allah, no different opinion, it's obviously haram. And I am watching it, or listening to it, or saying it, and I'm enjoying it. At this moment, my heart is dead. And that's why Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, in the hadith, some says it's weak. لَا يَزْنِي الْمُؤْمِنُ وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنُ. The real believer will not commit zina, intimate relationship outside marriage, and he's in a state of iman. He or she is not kafir, but the heart is dead at this moment. The nafs, the joy, the desire overtook. So the dead heart. Now come to the sound. Completely the opposite. And they say the following. It's two things. Two things. Write it down and take it as you go. And keep asking yourself. There's two forces in me that makes me, when I'm thinking, making a decision. Not the one who says, don't do it and do it. As I am entertaining the idea, either I like it, that's called desire, or it makes sense, that's shubha. They call it thought. So either there is a thought or there is a desire, and most of the time are both. Are you all with me? Yes? Qalbus Salim. Now you grade yourself. The pure heart. Every thought in the pure heart goes along with what Allah and the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam said. There is no, but we're living in 2024. Now I'm thinking, well, they were Sahaba and I am not. Well, it was Medina or it was Mecca. Well, I'm not sure about the hadith. Why do I have to follow the hadith? All this justification, thought justification, the heart is not pure. The pure heart, Allah said, the answer is, I want to hear it. Exactly. Sami'na wa ata'na. I hear and I obey. When Allah said backbiting, أَيُحِبُّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَن يَأْكُلَ لَحْمَ أَخِيهِ مَيْتًا. Does any one of you wants to eat the dead the flesh of the dead brother or a sister, فكرهتموه, you don't like it. That's Quran, that's clear. This ayah is clear, muhkama. It's not, cannot have more than one meaning. Why do I do it? Think of you internally. Well, it's true. She is this, or he is that. But as I say this, I'm justifying my thought. It doesn't come to me that he was asked. And he was asked, Ya Rasulullah, how about if it was true? We said something negative about somebody that he or she is not there, that they don't like it if they hear it. But it's true. She is a liar. She is mean. She is whatever. And he said, if it's true, then it's backbiting. Wow. And if it is false, it's slander. So when I'm thinking, this comes to me, it's true, but the other one doesn't come to me. Why? Because my thoughts following what my nafs is telling me. What does that mean? I feel good when I backbite her. I vented. She talks about me, I'm going to talk about her. She thinks she is better, let's see what I'm going to do. That's my nafs. Al-qalbu s-saleem, the thoughts in the mind follows what Allah said. I am not gonna, I could say, I know I shouldn't do it. And I am weak. I am really trying. Ya Allah, help me. That's very good news. You'll change. Because you know you are doing wrong. I know I'm not doing the right thing. Al-qalbu s-saleem, I am in the shades of al-qalbu s-saleem. Let's put it this way. When I know I'm doing wrong and I say, Ya Allah, help me, Ya Allah, make it easy. I'm in the shades of it. I'm not yet there. But I'm in the process getting there. There, when I do it with no difficulty. Like you turn on your phone. What is the big deal? So every thought inside that person with a pure heart, that it definitely pleases Allah. Now come to the second, the desire, which is the biggest one. Every desire in me, Ya Allah, give it to me before anybody or all of us. Ya Allah, every desire in me, and I said every, goes along with what he did or said, alayhi salatu wasalam. The result, look at this result. I loved the way they said it. This is Imam Ibn al-Qayyim. He put it in a way, every time I read, the only thing comes out of my mouth, Ya Allah, please give it to me. I can't do it alone. And he said, that heart that is sound and safe, safe from, look at this, safe from every thought that goes along against what Allah said, do or don't do. And every desire goes with everything Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam did or wanted. The result he had, this is what I want to share with you. The result, every feeling, may Allah give it to us. Every feeling inside that heart, and I want you to think of your heart. Every feeling in that heart, love, fear, reliance, thoughts, movements, is all for Allah. Every feeling inside that heart, wanting, love, reliance, returning, fear, attachment, is for Allah. Then your heart is pure. You love your children. That doesn't mean you don't have a pure heart. But why you love them? And that love or feeling, what is taking you to? What is that feeling is doing to you? Sayyidina Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas. Every time I think of this, I think of this incident. He became a Muslim in Mecca, right? And his mother loved him. And she said, you went crazy, literally, sabat. You keep doing this, and I will not eat or drink till you see me dead. That's mother. That's your, imagine, this is you or me, right? Not eating, not drinking. Then he came to her and says, wallahi, if I see you dead 7 times, and every time you're dead, Allah brings you back, and you're still not eating, and you die, and you come back, I will not change. Of course, she starts eating. That's the attachment. He loves her. And that's why she wanted to blackmail his feelings by showing him that she will die if he doesn't eat. But when it came to between Allah and his mother, Allah came first. Same thing with the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam said, Ya Fatima, an ughni anki min Allahi shay'a. Fatima, which he said about her, she is piece of me. And she actually used to be talked about, described, bintu abiha, or ummu abiha actually. Meaning she is so much like a Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. People thought that he, from the resemblance, is like his mother because he's so much like her. And she is like him. They said, look and character. Still he looked at her and says, Fatima, I'm not going to be able to save you from anything from Allah. And Allah said it in the Quran. You all have read it. يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ شَأْنٌ يُغْنِيهِ. The day. Now again, description of the day of judgment without saying it's a day of judgment. But what happens there? يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ. The day that the human being, المرء is human, run away from the brother or the sister. وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ. The mother and the father. وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ. The spouse and the children. Those that we are so attached to, those that we disobey Allah because of, the day of judgment, we're running away from each other. لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ شَأْنٌ يُغْنِيهِ. Every one of them, that day, day of judgment, worried about something way more important than the others. Why not in dunya? Why don't I train myself that nothing is going to come before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Why not? Because morning and evening, I feed the nafs. I give the nafs everything it wants. I don't put Allah as number one. I don't put Allah as a priority. Rather, is what I like and I want. And these days, the famous word, I want to fit in. I want to be like everybody. And I say to myself, why not everybody should be like me? I talk to myself. Why don't you be the example that everybody wants to fit in with you? That's what the Muslims did in Indonesia and Malaysia. They made people fit in them, not them fit in with people. And that applies to us living in the West. Why don't we change the people around us to what we fully believe it's the truth? Why do I have to fit in? Why I am scared of what they think of me and how they look at me? And I'm not scared from Allah and say to myself, what do you think of me, Ya Rabbi, when you see me? Because people is more important than him. Am I right? Am I making this up? Where is the problem? The nafs. The nafs. Control it. Don't give it everything it wants. Don't live your life. Don't. At all. Don't live your life to please human beings or to please you or me. Live your life to please the one and only. Wallahi, if you learn to do this, it's a process. We'll fail for sure. We're still failing, but we get up. When you put him number one in your life, everything else will come to the way you want. Or, which I saw again in Gaza, everything around me was not what I want or fear or I'm comfortable, but there is peace inside them. Peace inside them to the point I said to Allah, give me what you have them, what you gave them internally, not externally, because I don't know if I can live it. But I want what they have inside them. I want when everything around me is not what it should be, I'm living in peace. I'm living in peace. That doesn't come unless you prepared yourself for it. We prepare for everything, subhanAllah. It's almost 7 months since we prepared this. 7 months preparing this. What did we? How long are we preparing for our akhirah? If we are preparing. If it is even a thought in my mind. Al-qalb al-saleem. And Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam said, and you all know this hadith, but it's good to remember and to remind. Ala inna fil jasad mudah. Idha salahat, salah al jasad kulluh. Wa idha fasadat, fasad al jasad kulluh. Verily in that body, there is a piece of flesh. Alayhi salatu wasalam. Piece of flesh. If that piece is correct, sound, everything else will be correct and sound. And if that piece is not correct or sound, everything is not. So don't ask yourself, why I cannot wake up for Fajr? Ask yourself, what is wrong with my heart that cannot fight my nafs who wants to sleep? When you look at something haram, don't say, why? I cannot close my eyes. Ask yourself why my heart is not pure enough to give the order to my eyes and says, lower your gaze. Turn it off. Don't go. Don't speak. Because morning and evening, I'm feeding my nafs. And Hassan al-Basri said to a man, I really loved it. And every time you hear the name al-Hassan al-Basri, think of this. He said, treat your heart. Work on your heart. What Allah wants from His servants is their hearts. Work on your heart. Treat. Well, he actually said, dawi qalbak. Treat, because we are all sick hearts. Different levels, different timings. داوي قلبك فإن حاجة الله إلى العباد صلاح قلوبهم. What Allah wants and needs from His servants is the pure hearts. We all worry about the way we look. We're women. Nothing wrong with that. We all want to be beautiful. Nothing wrong with that. We all want to look nice. I want to feel good about myself. Nothing wrong with that. But what about the heart? إن الله لا ينظر إلى صوركم وأجسامكم ولكن ينظر إلى قلوبكم التي في صدوركم. Allah does not, that's hadith of Rasul عليه الصلاة والسلام. Allah does not look to your bodies or the way you are shaped, but He looks into the hearts that's inside your chests. And Imam al-Muslim narrated that. We spend so much time about the external. The way I look, my face, my eyes, my weight. But how much time I spend on my heart. And Allah will not look at it. You know why? Because I have no control. I have no control on the color of my eyes. Or the shape of my face. Or my height. Maybe the weight, but the body, my body build, I have no control. Some people are petite, or some people are tall, or some people thick bones, or some people thin bones. I was born like that. But I have full control, full, 100% control over my heart, what I feed, what I take away, what I clean, what I leave, what I feed my nafs, what I give her when she wants and anytime and what she wants. That's my control. That's my choice. So you all decide, who are you, what you want to be, where are you going, where you will end up in. Because once this life is gone, once you and me will be, and we all will be, under this earth, كل نفس ذائقة الموت. Every soul will taste death. Allah said it three times in the Quran. كل نفس ذائقة الموت. Every soul will taste death. And in one verse he said, ونبلوكم بالشر والخير فتنة وإلينا ترجعون. And we will test you with evil, things you don't like, and khair, good. And you will come back to us. Allah said this in Surah Al-Anbiya, the prophets. And كل نفس ذائقة الموت. Every soul will taste death. فمن زحزح عن النار وأدخل الجنة فقد فاز وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور. Every soul will taste death, and whomsoever will be pushed away from the hellfire and entered Jannah, he's victorious. And this life is all but the deception of the deceiver, which is the shaytan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us all among those who listen to the word of admonition and follow the best of it. May Allah forgive our sins. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ya Rabbi, ameen, give us this pure heart quickly and keep us on the right path. And don't forget your brothers and sisters in Gaza. May Allah keep them strong. May Allah keep them, give them victory. And may Allah accept all those who died as martyrs. And may Allah give health and cure to all those who were sick, injured, still sick. Ameen. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa an astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabi tasliman kathira. Jazakumullahu khayran.